This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Many Americans have lost their jobs over the last year, but women, as we've talked about quite a bit on this show, have had it especially tough, forced to leave their jobs in record numbers to look after children stuck at home without access to affordable childcare. Last month, women's labor force participation fell to 56.2%, the lowest level since 1988. Phoebe Cohen is one of those women. She illustrated a piece in a publication called The Nib. In it, she talks about her decision to quit her job as a paramedic so she can take care of her son. Phoebe, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So it sounds like you took on a new job because you had to look after your son. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, basically, at this point, I do a little food delivery with Uber Eats with my son in the back seat. And you know, it was grinding. And the thing is also, I was in many ways one of the luckier ones when it comes to single mothers just trying to pay the bills while, having absolutely no low-cost daycare or anything like that. I am suffering. My career is suffering, but right. I have my own car. I can do this.
And so as you're making these deliveries with your son in the back seat, how is he making sense of everything?
I think he realizes I'm in work mode. He's on the spectrum. He has ASD. But lately, he has been so good and so patient. Like, he's been understanding that this is something mommy has to do. And and he's been very good at the car. He loves riding in the car. And I am really grateful about what a good boy he's been. And I'm very touched because he shouldn't have to do this. He shouldn't, he should be with his friends. He should be playing outside. He should be in daycare. Daycare is, of course, either he's much too old or they don't have the resources to handle a child with autism, or they're just too expensive for me. So this is sort of a compromise that I shouldn't have to make.
So you've been doing this now through most of the pandemic, but before this, you were a paramedic.
Yes.
Can you tell me about that? Why did you make that shift?
I literally could not afford to work as a paramedic. Yeah. So in the area I'm in, a pretty rural area, but paramedics make about $17 an hour and the babysitters make $15 an hour. So I was literally working to pay the babysitter, and whatever $2 an hour net income I was making, of course, went to gas or to coffee or whatever. It was simply unsustainable for me. And I remember feeling the incredible injustice of it all, saying, this can't be right. There has to be some other alternative. And just realizing, the more I researched it, nope, because this daycare crisis has been allowed to persist because the people being affected by it are disproportionately women. Mm. And if women are the ones being disproportionately affected by it, it's seen as not an important crisis.
Thinking about your career path, you started off as a paramedic, and it sounds like you envisioned having a career in the medical field. And now, you know, you're spending, it sounds like, most of your days driving around, delivering orders with your son in the back. And as you're, you know, doing all this, as you're trying to find the right apartment and, you know, making sure that your son's okay, what sorts of thoughts do you often find running through your head?
Well, just sadness and frustration, really, because I'm not advancing my career. I'm getting older. I'm not really building a retirement fund. I'm not saving up for those sort of those investments that previous generations made, like, you know, buying a house or getting a mortgage or anything. And yeah, we're stuck in a situation where we are not going to have a long-term financial cushion to support us into old age or to support our children if our children run into financial emergencies during their young adult lives.
Personally, for you, what needs to happen so that you're able to return to the career that you've already invested in?
It would have to be some sort of 24-hour, 7-day-a-week childcare. And that sounds like extreme, but no, so many women work careers where they're on a 24-hour work day where they have to take night shifts. We're talking about home health care providers, nursing home providers, nurses, and we need to be essentially funded in some way because child care providers themselves, who are disproportionately women, they also need to pay their bills. So an entire generation of women is getting locked out of the middle class. It has to be addressed and dealt with.
Yeah. Is that your son, by the way, that I'm hearing in the background?
Oh, can you hear him? Yeah, that's him.
Well, I'll let you get to him. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today. Phoebe Cohen is a mom. She is a freelance illustrator, paramedic, and a current Uber Eats driver. Thanks, Phoebe.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.